Next patient is Judith Eskin. J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith. Eskin is E-S-K-I-N. Eskin. Date of birth is 3/4/47. Date of birth is 11/7/22. Eskin, E-S-K-I-N. E as in elephant. S as in Sam. Eskin, K-I-N. Date of birth, I'm sorry. The reason for consultation is shortness of breath with exertion. Please make a copy for Dr. Teresa Hernandez, M.D. Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Judith Eskin for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of illness. This is a 75-year-old female. Oh, can you please also, okay. Also, send a copy to Dr. Mark Baratella, Barettella, Barettella, M.D. Next, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion. Had previously had an infection with COVID-19 in 2020 period. The patient has dyspnea with activity and also states that she has been hypoxic and she has traveled to Colorado, where she was residing at a height of over 7,000 feet and had experienced some shortness of breath with activity. But used her albuterol inhaler as needed. The patient denies any chest pains, but does have postnasal drip and nasal congestion. And she denied nausea, but does have reflux symptoms. Her most recent chest x-ray was more than a year ago and apparently was clear. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for renal stones and history of peripheral neuropathy. She also had the right knee replacement surgery and history of left hip replacement. She has a history of hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia and mild hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to Augmentin. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, Augmentin and ACE inhibitor. Next paragraph. I also mentioned allergy to Septra. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke. And alcohol, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died of dementia, father died of heart disease following heart surgery. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, she has had cataracts, and no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. No hay fever. I'm sorry, she has hay fever and some wheezing and shortness of breath with activity and an occasional cough. Denies abdominal pains but has heartburn. No rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or arm pain. And no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She also has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, for a physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 110 over 60, pulse is 74, as patients are 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 166, saturation 98. HE and D are non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal, kazidi matters, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart sounds of regular asthma and S2 no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor rapid, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Reactive airways with it's a reactive airways disease. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. And number 4 is rule out obstructive sleep apnea and nocturnal desaturation. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study and advised to use an albuterol inhaler 2 plus QIDPRN. The patient had a PFT done recently which showed no obstructive or restrictive lung disease. And there was some significant improvement after bronchodilator to use. If she does desaturate at night and has any evidence of obstructive sleep apnea, we could possibly start her on a CPAP setup at night. And also get her on oxygen at night. The patient was advised to continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Dr. Dr. Teresa Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-C, M-D. Teresa Hernandez. Thank you. Start this with something.